Vectis Radio. Vectis Radio. FM 104.6. Bringing the island's community together.
On the phone now, I have Stephen Double. Welcome to Vectis Radio, Stephen.
Hello, Vectis Radio. The sun is shining on the Isle of Wight.
Absolutely. You've been instrumental in Operation Geranium, haven't you?
Yes, that's correct, yes.
Could you tell us more about Operation Geranium?
Well, I think it was a time in context when we go back a few months to April and May when the news about the virus, nobody really knew much about it, and it was a time of where there was a lot of uncertainty. Care in the Garden being a community interest company that needs to trade as well with the general public through plant sales, was in a sort of perilous position because they couldn't open to customers and they couldn't have the people that they support with disabilities going there to work, and they furloughed their staff, so they had really no one to look after the plants which they'd ordered in for the expected busy season. And we came up with the idea of sort of buying plants from them because they had set up an online web shop, and we bought plants from them. We ran out of space in the garden and the neighbour's garden, and we sort of said, well, we'd like to buy more plants because obviously you need the income, but we haven't got more space. So come up with the idea of just donating some plants to care homes initially in the Ryde Wootton area, because I had a contact who'd previously worked in the NHS with me and then left to work with Age UK and work with Alzheimer's patients. So was working with people in care homes. So just was getting deliveries of plants, mainly geraniums, and dropping them off so they could be taken into the care homes for people. And from that, another person came forward who was then working at Age UK and said that they would deliver plants. So we ended up getting donations of plants from Care in the Garden and other sort of businesses, and it just rolled out across the island. People that were self-isolating and staying at home, suddenly geraniums appeared on their doorsteps, and they were getting visits from Age UK staff and volunteers that were doing the shopping and collecting prescriptions and doing sort of some of their chores which they couldn't get around to doing. So it kind of boosted the morale of the volunteers because it gave them something else to do. They had to look at how they were going to deliver geraniums to the people they'd been looking after. And it kind of helped support the well-being of the elderly residents who were at that time quite vulnerable and feeling perhaps lonely because they didn't have so much contact with family and friends because of the restrictions on travel and visits. And obviously they were kind of like some of the most vulnerable people in the effects of, we knew what we were finding out about the virus. So that's how it sort of started, really. And the geraniums, I think it's probably 700 geraniums went out, and obviously then we gave them to people working in the NHS, nursing staff on International Nursing Day. We later on found out just by chance that the geranium is actually considered to be the plant that symbolises friendship and good health, kind of a thing we never knew. And so it did seem to fit, really. It did seem to be a fitting sort of choice, I think. The reason I just started with geraniums was because they seem to have a lot of them at Care in the Garden, and they seem to be a plant that lasts well in dry conditions and is quite tough. And I thought, when the going gets tough, you need a plant that's quite tough. So we stuck with geraniums, and then we had the thing Operation Geranium. And I think that was partly because we kind of looked at people who had been phoning up the hospital, and they said, the hospital said, well, all operations are cancelled. And we kind of thought, well, there's one operation that can't stop, and that was Operation Geranium.
So absolutely.
We kind of had the word together for a song, which we ended up writing a song based on the Operation Geranium. We started out with one song, which was a cover version, because we kind of asked the people that were helping to support the elderly's health and well-being, because we just thought it'd be a nice idea to sort of recognise these elderly people, which we thought, well, who are these people and do they actually know each other, and what is the thing that connects them? You know, if they are isolated, then maybe the only thing that connects them is that they're all receiving geraniums sort of spontaneously arriving on their doorstep, and they're being delivered by volunteers, and none of these people sort of kind of knew each other. And we thought, well, it'd be nice to have a sort of record of this. So we ended up collecting quite a few photographs of people generally like happily being a recipient of a unexpected geranium delivery. So yeah, we made a sort of music video, and we got some people who were working in the hospital and the sort of music on the live music scene, musicians that were regularly appearing on the local live music scene, which obviously had closed down completely. And so they were at home and they had recording equipment, so they were able to put together a cover song, and we sort of put the photos to that and made a kind of music video. It was kind of a uplifting sort of thing. So that was the first video. But then we kind of got together and wrote, I wrote an original song. So I wanted to do something that was kind of like of the time, of now. And I had the sort of lyrics of Operation Geranium, or everything's been cancelled, they can't stop sort of thing. So I had the basis of a few lyrics. I sent them over to a friend of mine that I've been working with and arranging gigs for, called Angelina Grimshaw. And I just sort of emailed him and said, oh, I've got the lyrics for this song. And it's kind of about Operation Geranium. She sort of knew a bit about Operation Geranium. She just recorded a version of it on her phone, really, put it to music. With that song, we then sent it to Aspire in Ryde, and they a guy there was able to, like, put a music video. So he did this video production. I think it's now on YouTube, and you can link to it would be Care in the Garden or Project Geranium. It just shows some of the people receiving the geraniums and the song. Maybe as time moves on, we can maybe get the whole band into a studio and record a proper version of it. At the time, we worked with what we could, really. We were all kind of, like, separated, and so we did what we could with it. So, yeah.
Such a positive project, Stephen.
Well, yeah. The postcards has been another kind of thing that's come out of it, because we... obviously, like, working with local creative people, and I thought it would be great to try and ask some local artists to sort of design postcards and just do some more images and paintings based on photographs, which, I mean, we had all these photographs, and I found three local artists that just by on email, that, and I said to them, look, we've got this project, Operation Geranium, we've got lots of pictures of older people that are living on the Isle of Wight, but we've got some pictures. Would you like to take the pictures and design a painting or something we could use, put on a postcard? And so, yeah, we ended up with three designs, which we then created into 5,000 postcards. So, the last few weeks have been sort of busy because I thought, well, a lot of people, like, they've been working in the NHS. I think a lot of people didn't have a lot of time off because they always kind of work to try and gain perspective on the virus and look after people. So it would be nice to give people who worked in the NHS a postcard so they could, like, send it to perhaps family, friends that they hadn't had visits from. Especially, like, we've got a lot of nurses working from abroad, you know, from the Philippines, and we were able to give out the cards on ward, so that, you know, I thought it was quite good, because I've heard sort of, like, feedback of stories where people, members of staff that have been shielding at home, have been sent a card from people, staff that are working at the hospital, and the Filipino nurses have obviously, like, yeah, we can send these cards to our family in the Philippines, where we can't travel, the flights are restricted, and costs of flights and everything else is kind of separated people. So now some of the cards have gone out. So a lot of cards have gone to people working in the NHS, but with 5,000 cards, we've kind of been distributing them through a lot of the agencies that have helped support the NHS, because with AGK sort of just being one, but I think there's been kind of 27 hubs of people that have volunteered to kind of do sort of similar things to what AGK were doing and stay safe and be at home. And that they just, you know, sometimes they haven't got family or friends that they can rely on to do things. So it's kind of a AGK slogan, is that no one should have no one.
Absolutely. Now, you've given us, Vectis Radio, some of these lovely postcards. And what I'd like to say is, if anybody would like a postcard sent to anybody at all, wherever they are, then if you email studio@vectisradio.fm, and mark it Operation Geranium and leave the address of the person you would like it to be sent to, then myself, Kitty, will make sure that the postcard gets sent to whoever you would like, and it won't cost you anything, so please do. Steve, that is such a lovely thing that you guys have been doing. Now, I know that an awful lot of people have been getting in to Operation Geranium, and it's brought an awful lot of people together that may not have perhaps talked so much in previous times.
Well, yeah, I think if you receive one of these postcards, then it's kind of like you could have had a Skype call or a text or an email, but it's just nice. I mean, the postcard idea, I mean, some people might say it's a bit old-fashioned, but they're kind of reinventing a genre, sending a postcard from the Isle of Wight, and it's not a picture of a beach scene or Carisbrook Castle. It's actually being designed by a local artist. It's something, you are receiving a postcard, but it's kind of it's more reflective of the times, really.
Yes.
And on some of the postcards, I've actually just done my own sort of news story, which just talks about Operation Geranium, you know, how the kind of global pandemic arrived like an uninvited guest, and the Isle of Wight wasn't really expecting it, because we're kind of a place that's known for its old-fashioned quaintness and charm.
Yes.
Sunshine, gardens, scenic villages, beaches. So there's no way you could really expect something like this.
It's been an experience, yeah, hasn't it?
Definitely an experience, yeah, for everyone, really. And we go on, really. And so if sending a postcard to somebody sort of helps with their health and well-being, then that's a good thing, you know. And obviously, geraniums are kind of like the geranium season sort of finished, so. We haven't really got geraniums to send out, but postcards can just carry on, really, and we can just print more, I suppose.
Well, Stephen, that's been absolutely brilliant to chat to you. Before we go, could I ask for the contact details of Care in the Garden? How can people get in touch with Care in the Garden?
Well, Care in the Garden's online. It's a project that started 7 years ago. It's mainly a project that helps people with disabilities to have the right to work and to have some kind of improvement in their life, independence, opportunities for education, training, and just to have a more sort of normal, full life, really, where they can go to work and they can earn money and they can do a job which is meaningful and sort of valued by the community, really. So I think, you know, people with disabilities are isolated and vulnerable, and I think that's probably part of the link with the older people on the island that are self-isolating. You have two sort of groups of vulnerable people trying to look out for each other.
Mm, absolutely. So can you tell people where Care in the Garden is?
Yeah, Care in the Garden is just at Wootton, Park Road, Wootton. It's open 7 days a week. They've got really healthy, well-looked-after plants, very good prices, and that's why a lot of people would go there. I still think I find it an inspiring place to go to, really.
It is.
Obviously, they're trying to actually get back to how they were before. But I think, it's a business of a social conscience. That's not about profit, but it's more about the people that they've helped. Obviously, they've scaled down quite a bit, and they've obviously, like everyone else, they've been affected by the vagaries visited on the people by the complications of the virus.
But yes.
They survived, you know, so... So I think, Project Geranium has been good because it's helped them to survive.
Yes, and it's brought a lot of joy to a lot of people, and that is so positive, isn't it? Especially in these times where everything is a little bit uncertain and nothing is what you might term in brackets normal, if that makes sense.
A lot of people say the normal, returning, getting back to normal, weren't they? Yeah. I mean, I think some things are better, and that people are going to the local shops more and people are supporting independent businesses more. I hope that continues. Yeah, it'd be nice when we weren't sort of like punctuating every sentence with what's happening with COVID-19 and we had other things to talk about.
Absolutely.
Live music would be a good one for me.
Yes, I know. Well, maybe you could come back and talk about live music at some point, Stephen. Would you be happy with that?
Yeah, I'll come back and talk about life.
Cool.
When we can go out and see it.
Brilliant. Yes. Well, thank you so much for spending time out of your busy day to talk to me. I'll speak to you soon.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
So great to speak to Steve. Coming up now, we have the very song that Steve was talking about. We'll be back soon.